We'd like to welcome each and every individual to Over 60 and Loving Life. Hi, my name is Mark Borsma, President of Synergens and Options, and I'll be your facilitator for today's session. Wow, are we in for a phenomenal session. We've been talking about dimensional marriage, and how do you have a spectacular marriage? How do you take your marriage from where it's at if it's good? How do you go ahead and turn it into great? And so we're excited to go through that. We've had some really cool sessions. Can't wait for you to go ahead and participate in this and gain benefit from this as well. If you do have any questions on anything we cover today, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling in outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number at 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. Let's dive in. Angel, what would you like to accomplish today in this mastermind call?
Well, I was a little confused on what assignment we were focusing on. We have three assignments okay. so far, and okay. I know everyone's kind of on a different one.
Okay.
But the
Angelina,
last one,
Mark, sorry you're having technical difficulties at my end.
No worries. Yeah, go ahead, Karen, or go ahead, Angel.
But the last question that we had kind of briefly went over, I did the work on that. So if you want, I can share that answer with you. I just didn't know if anyone else did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Okay, the question was, once you've identified and understand your spouse's innermost part of their soul, what action steps are you taking today to do it? And I talked to my husband about it, and I came up with a few things that we've been working on for a little while now, and these are some things that we've been trying to implement to help us understand each other more. And one was to over-communicate, and that's a simple one, just to constantly talk about what is going on in our mind and in our heart, even if it's hard to explain, but to try. And the next one was weekly date nights. We have weekly date nights to spend some time together and talk and catch up. And one of the most important things for us was that we pray with each other daily. So, and that could be, well, we pray for each other, with each other, like over things, and I found that has probably been the most helpful for us to connect on a deeper level. So those are the things that I came up with for that.
Cool. So, Angel, like when we think of dimensional, you know, marriage, did both you and your husband have pretty good role models?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. And so, like, my heart goes out to those who didn't have role models,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so, like, part of this mastermind group is a big part of this, maybe 80-90% of this mastermind group, from my perspective, is to help other people whose marriages are struggling, or they didn't have, you know, good role models, and so they don't have examples. Like, they've never been modeled. It's interesting. Kevin, I think Kevin knows Ben Wittick, or knows of Ben Wittick, and he's a young man in his mid-20s, and somebody said something about how he was disciplined, and he said he never even realized that, you know, he never even thought, oh, my parents disciplined me this way. Maybe there's a better way to discipline one's children than how I was disciplined. And so, you know, the environment that we're raised in, very much dictates or tends to kind of have us go down this path. A guy that I was in a small group with, he went ahead and had 3 master's degrees in psychology, and he said, you know, the human brain is kind of like a path. Relationships are like a path. and you start going down this path, and this path becomes a comfortable path. And there might be a better path, but because it's comfortable, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. And so you had brought up a great point at the, you know, at the top of the session about, you know, we have different assignments and we're not sure who's on what assignment. Any ideas on how we could solve that challenge?
I guess we can just talk about only doing one particular one for next week and saying for everyone to have that one done.
Okay.
I guess that's my only
Kevin,
idea.
Any ideas or Therese, any ideas on how we could handle that?
Yeah, maybe we just go back to, we could go back to the lowest common denominator and say if you joined late in the phone calls, maybe they just came on last week and we've done 2 or 3 weeks of it already. Maybe we go back and play catch up. That's one way to do it. Maybe we learn more.
Okay. All right. Teresa, any ideas on, you know, how we could solve that problem with multiple assignments, multiple people, maybe multiple people coming in at multiple times?
I guess just having like an overall tracking, probably a combination of what was just shared. So track it so we know who's where and then help get new people up to speed.
Okay. And how would we track it, Teresa?
Just in a spreadsheet, have a name of people and then the steps and then check them off.
What do you think about that, Angel?
That's a good idea.
Okay. So would you be willing and able to do that, Angel?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what you can do is, again, I think the, I don't know, is the forum up and going yet, Angel?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And so, the forum is up and going, and so coming up with something to post, and then you have your core group of people that participate each week. And so the expectation could be, you know, if you're a core member, you know, what we expect in giving back is that you make one post on that forum a week. Does that make sense, Angel?
Yeah.
And then in that post, we could also put a link to the Google Doc that, you know, the spreadsheet that would go ahead and then track it, and that acts as a reminder. And so I have about, you know, I've allocated about 3 minutes a week to follow up on this session. And that's plenty of time, actually. If I get an email from you and I have a post and I can click on that post and maybe in that spreadsheet. So I emailed my wife and said, I didn't do the assignment last week. Are you interested in doing that? And she never replied. So any ideas why she might not have replied?
She wasn't on the email?
No, I emailed her.
Oh. She just didn't do it?
Yeah. Could be she didn't care. Looked at it and said, yeah, I'm not interested. Could be. Could be that she's like, you know, Mark's asking this, but he's not really interested. It could be that she's like, I've tried this before and it's not working. It hasn't worked before. It could be that with 7 kids, 2 grandkids, being the wife of Mark Bortesma, man, you got a lot of bandwidth. You know, you got a lot of bandwidth, a lot of stuff going. And so it could be that it's like maybe our marriage is just so spectacular. She's like, he just knows me so good. I don't need to. And I know him so good after 30 years of marriage. So, So if I can get it more efficient where I'm making posts, I can say to my wife, hey, you know, I'd like to make a post. I'd like you to make a post. You know, share your thoughts. You know, share your thoughts as well. And then what I can do is then I can, if as this discussion group grows, then I can dish this out to, you know, to my oldest daughter and say, hey, honey, you know, you and your husband might, you know, enjoy this. And then maybe my siblings and maybe my clients, like I say, you know, I could say to all my clients and say, listen, one of the things that, you know, we want to do is we want to create, you know, help you achieve success in every area of life. And, you know, here's something on dimensional marriage, dimensional relationships that I think you might, you know, benefit from. And so, you know, I'm participating in it. You're free to participate. And here's a form. And then in that same one could be a recording for that week's lesson. So in the spreadsheet, somebody wants to participate at a core level, then we could give them access to the spreadsheet, and then they could go through in a linear manner, lesson one, lesson two, lesson three, lesson four, or they could just follow the forum, and it will go ahead and do that as well. Does that make sense, Angel?
Yeah, it does.
Cool. So what we're doing is systematizing the process, you know, for dimensional marriage, dimensional relationships. We're systematizing that process to make it simpler for people to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that have, you know, maybe the newlyweds, okay, like yourself, like you're like, oh, this is really cool. This is a lot of fun. This is great. And so you're looking to have a great marriage. Those that maybe have been married, you know, longer, maybe they have a good marriage and they're not that motivated to move to a great marriage because they have, you know, preconceived notions that it's going to take a lot more work. Might actually take less work. So what we want to do is we want to expand this out. The other thing that we could do, Angel, is to promote it is we could come up with little handout cards, you know, that we could go ahead and, you know, we could take to church or we could take, you know, to, you know, events or family or networking or whatever and say, hey, I'm involved in this mastermind group and I thought you might want to be as well. So what we're looking at doing, Angel, is like you and your husband, I believe, will have a dimensional marriage so much beyond your anything you could ever dream of. You know, when you focus, not exclusively, but a strong focus is on helping other people with their marriages.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you'll learn about yourselves, your marriage, is just spectacular. And so a lot of times we focus in on our own marriage. And so the first 2 years, I was 20, my wife was 19, really, really tough, you know, in college, working full time, starting my own companies. I mean, a lot of stress, totally opposite personalities. So, you know, the first year was really brutal. And when my dad, who's a pastor, he said, hey, Mark, you want to go out on calling and visitation of other people? I'm like, not really, Dad. My marriage is not really what I thought it would be. And so when I went out and started helping other people, you know, how good is your marriage? I might have rated it a 3. But when I went out and helped other people in their marriage, I came back and my marriage was like a 7 or 8. Does that make sense, Angel?
Yeah, it does.
Cool. Kevin, what would you like to accomplish today?
Well, I really think, the cool thing I appreciate about what Angel had shared is that you actually took a step. You actually talked with your spouse. And these questions start opening up deeper levels of conversation with our spouses. And I think it's what I've been wanting to do for some time and been able to do because of this and another marriage thing we're in, small group, is to ask specific questions. Sometimes it's just asking the right questions. And it's interesting what you're going to hear back. You find out new things about your wife. So what I want to accomplish is find better questions to ask Christy so I can get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into her innermost part of her heart and be able to execute with clarity the best things that really bring that about. Because maybe I'm thinking I'm doing something for her that's important to me or I think is important to her, and I might just be missing it. I want to make sure that it's coming up with the even better questions and better execution.
Cool. So, Kevin, what did you learn in this last coffee connection about yourself, or what was reinforced?
That I can come up with a lot of great ideas. I'm an idea machine, in your own words.
Cool.
One of the things is actually doing it, and sometimes that's – but when I have the right ones, it's actually I've been able to do it.
Cool. So how could you integrate – how could you build this into a system so the system helps you to follow through on it?
I don't know.
So, Angel, can you put a tab in that spreadsheet and, an 01, which is master, tab that's an index for the whole spreadsheet. 2 is core members. And then 3 is great questions. So it would be a tab in that spreadsheet, Kevin, that when somebody's in the spreadsheet, kind of looking at the lessons, they'll look down and say, oh, there's a tab 3. Great questions, and then people can start. So you have a central, it's based on FedEx kind of,
right.
When you're delivering a package, across town, it goes to, I think it's Memphis, and then it gets sent back. It would look like it's inefficient, but it's not. It's actually really efficient. And so you have a central place for all questions. Does that make sense, Kevin?
Love it.
Cool. Yeah, awesome. Teresa, what would you like to accomplish today?
I don't have a question or anything in particular, but I guess just pondering through what was shared prior to the participants today.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything else you'd like to accomplish today?
What would we like the group to be going forward?
What would you like it to be?
I'd like it to be a place where each one of us has ideas that have been working in our marriage to strengthen it and make it a better dimensional marriage.
Okay. Teresa, what would you like it to be?
A place to maybe get ideas that could help others and myself. I mean, we're all working on it to make a difference and to share it and maybe bring ideas that we wouldn't think of otherwise.
Cool. Angel, what would you like it to be?
I agree with everyone else. I think one thing that I think would be really cool for, I guess for me, since I'm so new, is just, learning from you guys, because you guys have been married a lot longer. So I think that's really awesome, and I've been learning already. So, but I agree with, just bouncing ideas off each other and being able to use that to help other couples and marriages grow to be great as well.
Cool. And how would we accomplish those three things?
Combination principle.
I think
everybody. Yeah, anybody.
I think it definitely could start with, having great questions, kind of like what Kevin was saying. That can dig deeper and not being afraid to ask questions that might be really hard to answer. But then also maybe throwing out ideas of how maybe we can use what we're learning to help those in our community. It might be a good thing to talk about eventually.
Okay. Any of you have any ideas what I would like to accomplish from this?
What would you like to
do? That's my next question.
So do you guys know what it is?
My guesses would be either what we want to accomplish in it or something bigger outside of ourselves.
Okay. So I do want to help each one of you accomplish what you want to accomplish, and I do want to accomplish something bigger outside of ourselves. And so what would that be, Teresa?
To help others in their marriage.
Okay. And who?
Anybody?
Close. Not quite any.
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, the 7+ billion people on the planet, any marriage that's there, yep. Everybody. Because it's my life vision. That's what I was put on this planet to do. So, I mean, what a great way to do it through marriages, huh? Novel thought there. And so the thing that's difficult, the thing that'll be difficult to go ahead and measure to know if we're doing what it is there's a high statistical probability that the three of you will not remember why what you said in another week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or 4 weeks, or 5 weeks. You're going to forget it. And so Angel, in that same spreadsheet, when somebody becomes a member, one of the first things it is what would you like to accomplish by being part of this mastermind group? So it needs, again, to be put into the system. So people can look and say, am I accomplishing what I want to accomplish? And if I'm not, I mean, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another column that you would put in that spreadsheet and say, you know, for core members, what do you want to accomplish?
Okay.
And then, you know, once a month they go back and review it is, are you accomplishing what you want to accomplish, and do you want to accomplish something more? Cool. All right. Other questions or thoughts?
I'm good.
We all good?
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage, you know, each of you to make sure that you're clear on your life vision and then clear on how this mastermind connects back into your life vision. Like, why is this, you know, why is this group so critical to your life vision? Then I would look at and say, is my life vision focused more around me, which could be myself, my wife, and my kids, or is it focused around others, something bigger than myself and my own immediate family? And I think we will all have more fulfilling lives and greater eternities if we focus in on others rather than, you know, just ourselves and our families. If you're listening to the rebroadcast of this, you have any questions, feel free to connect with the individual who invited you to participate in today's session, or you can call toll-free 888-230-2300. That's 888-230-2300. Or if you're calling outside the U.S., you can call the U.S.-based number, 630-393-9909. That's 630-393-9909. God bless, and have a great day. Bye-bye.